Rob from the band Valley is on Surge 105 through the power of Zoom on their album release day. If you've caught Valley before, heard Bass Player's Brother here on Surge 105, or maybe you've streamed them on streaming services before, their new album is out now. Water the Flowers, Pray for a Garden. Rob's the lead singer. Good afternoon, Rob.
What's up, Dylan? Thanks for having me. How are you?
Great, and congratulations on the brand new album.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Does a lot of work go into something like this leading into the release day?
Yeah, definitely. I think the whole week is kind of filled with things like this, and it's all great things. You're just kind of really talking about the thing that you've kind of kept secret for a while, and you're meeting a lot of amazing people like yourself, and we're just happy to be, have it out, but talking about a record that we love so much. But yeah, it's a lot goes into it, but it's all good things. Nothing to complain about.
We've been playing Bass Player's Brother for about a month or so here on
Thank
Surge
you
105
so
in Halifax. So yeah, we've been playing that for a bit. Songs like 1999 have been fairly big for you on streaming services, but now it's new music. And for Valley, you guys are from Toronto.
Yeah.
Been a big year for you. You're now a trio.
Yes. We are now a trio. Yeah, there's been a lot of change the past, year. I think we've been friends for so long and making music for so long. And we do pride ourselves on this idea of turning over a lot of stones. And, you talk about bands growing up that, there's a lot of artists and band, but bands specifically growing up that, we're very definitive of who they were from the beginning. And they're like, this is our sound. This is who we are. And this is what you're going to get from us. And we've always been very the opposite of like, we're going to turn over every stone and try everything just because it's fun to do that. And it's not always sustainable. But I think this record is really much kind of a homecoming and kind of a arrival back to how we started, which was us really just playing in a room together. And this record is much more raw and much more just a band trying to be a band again a little bit. And I think that's the real beauty of it. It's about, going back to those seeds that we planted when we were teenagers, when, Alex would plug in his bass, Kara would get on the drums, I'd get on the guitar. And even when Mickey was in the band, and we just kind of glued together as this like synergy and this thing. And yeah, this album is about getting back to that and obviously going through a lot of change and, losing a friend and, losing, losing a little bit of that like initial chemistry that we first had and people changing and moving on, and no bad things happen. It's just growth. And it's about, finding those new stones to turn over. And yeah. So it's been a long, challenging year, but I think this record really shows that, we grew from it. And I think we something came out of it that was beautiful, which we're thankful for.
And then today's the day. With any event, it's always the lead up, and then it's here's the day. So how does it feel that Water the Flowers, Pray for a Garden is out now?
Oh, it feels amazing. I mean, again, making albums is such a funny thing because you start making the album because you obviously have something to say or you're going through something and you make this thing and it's very insular and it's very protected. And it's only, you and a few people that know this, that make this thing and you hold on to it. And then as the year goes on, you kind of slowly let go of it. So today is one of those bittersweet days where, we've let go of the thing that has been such an identifier and such a help for the past year for us. This album really helped us grieve and helped us really get back on our feet. And it's bittersweet. It's like, you're letting it go to the universe. And, as they say, the album is everyone else's now more than ours. And there's an exchange in that that's really beautiful. So I think we just feel very grateful and very fortunate that people are listening and people are kind of inviting it into their lives. So just feel very, very happy.
So we're here at the end of August. The band Valley, you guys have been busy all summer. You've got a bunch of tour dates coming up in the States.
Yeah.
And then you have a true coast to coast tour in Canada. You start over on the West Coast in BC. You wrap up here pretty much here in the city in Halifax on November 16th. So you're going to be all across the country soon.
Yeah, we had to. We've been scorned in the past for not doing proper North American touring because, a lot of bands will call it North America, like this is our North American tour, and then they'll go to like Vancouver and Toronto. And
Yep.
it's like, that's not fair. So we made a real big point with our agent this time to be like, hey, we want to go to Halifax. We want to go to places that we haven't been to in a long time because there's people there, and we know that there's people there that are listening. And those people matter just as much as the people in Vancouver or wherever else. Those are people that really soundtrack their lives to our music. So we're just excited to get back. It's gonna be fun.
Has Valley ever played in Halifax before?
Yes, we played once, but it was a school frosh event week. I think it was us and who else played at the time? I don't remember. Maybe the band called Repartee, I think, played. It was a little while back. We were very young, but it was just like a university show on campus. Well, this is our first time coming back and doing our own headline in a venue and bringing the show. So we're very excited. I love Halifax too. It's gonna be really fun.
What do you love about it?
Well, it's very hilly, which some people I
Yep.
hate, but I actually love it. It kind of reminds me of being in San Francisco or something, and you have the water really close. And also, I don't know. I feel like it has a lot of great music and culture, and just I feel like it gets a bad rap sometimes for it kind of being tucked away, but I love it. It gives me like the small town from like Jaws vibes or something. I don't know why. It just feels very like every time I'm there, I have a great time. And I think it's just being so near the water and it being such a water adjacent place. I don't know. There's just something really beautiful about it. And we just celebrated the Junos there recently, and I got to really walk around and just get a real beautiful feel for the place. And yeah, big, big props to Halifax. I'm very excited. I wish I could go there more. It's just beautiful.
Well, we do have our fair share of great white shark sightings, like I guess in
Oh
Jaws, not crazy like the
yeah.
movie. So November 16th, Marquee Ballroom. If someone's listening to Surge in Halifax, they've heard Bass Player's Brother. I'm sure we'll play another song off the album too. What are they going to get into on that show?
Oh man, just I mean, I don't want to give too much away, but it's just gonna be, a Valley show is high energy. The songs definitely take a new light live. We always make a point of just, getting the energy up to 100, even if it's a slow song or whatever. We're always just trying to figure out how to make people feel really welcome and really a part of something bigger than just, going to see a band. So, I don't really know how to define the new show. We're still working through it, but I know it's going to be a really beautiful time, and people are going to be singing along. It's going to be sweaty. You're going to probably lose your voice by the end of the night because we're going to make you sing a lot of stuff. But yeah, it's just going to be really special. This tour is really special to us, and I do believe that coming to a Valley show is bigger than just seeing a band. I think it's you'll get a feel for the community and the fans that we have. And yeah, if you're going to the show alone, I guarantee you'll meet someone and potentially become, meet new friends that you might have for life. We have the best fan base in the world, so it's gonna be really special.
Val's pals, right?
Val pals, baby, they're the best. They're just such kind, intelligent people, and yeah, they make everyone feel welcome. So if you don't have anyone to go with to the show, I promise, go alone. It'll be worth it. We'll make you feel right at home.
And that show is on a Saturday night. I looked at the calendar, so
Hey,
we can
Saturday
go
night in
either. Yeah,
Halifax? Come
come on.
on. Come
That's
on.
right. Rob, it's been great chatting with you again. Congratulations on the
Thank
album. We
you.
can't wait to see Valley again here
Oh,
in
man.
Halifax.
Yeah.
Where can Surge listeners find out more and to buy the album and everything?
Oh, this is valley.com. We'll have everything. Also, just follow us on all socials. Like, this is Valley across Instagram. This is Valley on TikTok. This is Valley on Twitter. Anywhere. It's just this is Valley. And yeah, come send us a DM if you need anything. We're pretty chatty, so we'd love to meet you.